Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network with your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn. Thank you so much for joining us. We're just excited about you being here. Let's see if we can give the Lord a hand clap of praise on this electronics right now, okay? Welcome. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. Hope you're having a great day today. Hope you're having a great time. We're excited. Hey, we're broadcasting from the United States of America for those listening on a global network. So we thank God for you, and we thank God for your time today. So matter of fact, we got to give you guys, since this is the Encouraging Word Global Network, we want to give you guys a round of applause as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. Yeah. Wow. What a great day. Hey, guys, we're not going to keep you too long. We're going to get right to it here. Okay, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. Hey, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network with your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn. We thank you so much. We thank you for who you are today. We thank God for you. Welcome. Yeah. Yep. Amen. I love it. We're just excited here today. Got a lot going on, and we're just for you today. And we trust that this electronics keeps moving forward here. Well, thank you so much for joining us again. Hey, we're going to, not going to be with you real long today. We just want to give you a word today. Here, our topic today, everything comes from God. Oh, man, I think most of us know that already. Those listening probably know this already. But everything comes from God. So we thank God for who he is and what he does as well. And no matter who you are, we believe that there's only one God. We believe there's only one Son. There's only one Holy Spirit. And we thank God for that as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited today. We're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to open up with our topic today. Everything comes from God. And if time permits, and we always thank God for our leadership. We thank God for Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, some of the most powerful preachers and teachers of the Word of God on the planet. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc for being the overseers of the network. Yeah. Yeah, Bishop and Doc are senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. For more information about the ministry, you can give me a call, Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. So thank you so much. Hey, let's get right to it. Hey, our topic again is everything comes from God. And I just got excited again today. You know, when you're going out and about, whether you're driving to work, getting a ride to work, whatever, you know, taking a train, bus, or whatever, you got to understand that everything that you're riding on, we're talking about the materials, everything that you see, everything that man has even built from the earth came from God. And I started thinking about everything, no matter what was built by man, taking all the elements of the earth, everything came from God. All the details, all the grains of sand, all the rocks, and all the different minerals and different types of plastics, if you will, you know, whatever you want to think about, everything, light, the bugs, the birds, the bee, you know, whatever. What's really exciting, ladies and gentlemen, to know that everything comes from God is that when you break down even like a bird, or even if you break down somebody, you know, break an individual down all the way down to the blood cells. And in addition to that, you go down to the cells of a cell. You know, there's stuff below the cellular level that we can't even see. Your DNA, you know, your DNA is part of what God has made. And you go down further into that. So God has made everything, ladies and gentlemen. So our topic tonight is God has made everything. So we thank God for you tonight. And we thank God for all those listening. So we're going to go into a word of prayer. So much to pray about, as you know. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we got for those who will be celebrating the 4th of July tomorrow, happy 4th of July to you in the name of the Lord. We want you to enjoy your family, enjoy yourself tomorrow. Yeah, happy 4th, everybody. We trust you're going to have some time off. I know people will be working and some will be off, so just enjoy your life and have a great time for the 4th of July. Thank you so much for that as well. Hey, let's go into a quick word of prayer. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for who you are, Father God. We thank you for the network. We thank you for those listening. We thank you for those who will be listening later on. We thank you for our families, Father God, all our families that are represented on the broadcast and families that I know, Father God, families that are all across the land, Father God. We thank you for our families today. We thank you for marriages, Father God. We thank you for the husbands. We thank you for the wives. We thank you for the children. We thank you for the great-grands and the great-great-grands, Father God. We thank you for the grandmothers and the grandfathers and the uncles and the aunties and the nieces and the nephews, Father God. We thank you for in-laws, Father God, and our families as well, and pray for everybody that's touched through marriage, Father God, through relationships as well. We pray for our coworkers, Father God, and whether we're in business or work for someone, and we thank you for them as well. We ask that you meet their needs. Father God, we also know that people are traveling as well. They're traveling across the land and all transportation modes. They're going by train, by bus, by plane, Father God, with driving. We ask that you have traveling, pray for traveling mercies, Father God, that they get to their destination there safely, Father God. Some are walking around the cities, enjoying their life and getting things done. They're shopping and buying things for their family, food and things that they like to have, Father God, based on the fruits of their labor. So we thank you for the blessings that you give us, Father God. We also know, Father God, there's people that don't have that opportunity to do that, Father God. So we pray for the poor. We pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in, Father God, as well. And we pray for the elderly, Father God. We pray for the elderly today as well, those who are shut-in, those who are lonely, maybe, Father God, who are in nursing homes, maybe in their own home with their families and things like that. So we do lift up our elders, Father God, that have paved the way, Father God, that's given us hope to know that you are God, Father God. You truly are God. And we thank you for that, and they believe in that. They may not be able to get around as much as they do, but they believe God. They know Jesus, Father God. They believe Jesus. They accepted Jesus. So we thank you for our elders today. Father God, we pray for those who are incarcerated behind bars, Father God, and in detention centers and things that would put them in a situation, Father God, that will hopefully change your life. So we pray for those behind bars, both men and women today, Father God, that they be set free first in their mind, first of all, to change their hearts. And secondly, Father God, in the set free in their bodies, Father God, as well, where they'll be able to come back in society and be the persons that God has called them to be. So we thank you, Father God, for those. We pray for all the souls behind bars today and incarcerated for any reason. But most of all, free them from their mind, Father God. Let them know who they really, really are in Jesus' name. So you've come, Father God, that you give us life, come that you give us life to have it more abundantly. And we know that you that everything good comes from you, O Lord. So we thank you in advance, and we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Everything comes from God, ladies and gentlemen. Everything. Amen. Hey, real quickly, we're going to go through. We're not going to stay with you real long. We're going to open up the lines for our leadership a little later on, and we're just excited about the word of God tonight. Hey, the topic tonight, everything comes from God. I just want you all to think about that. Everything, no matter what it is, the water. You know, I'm looking here in my office right now. You know, we got some pens in here. I got a computer, all the plastics, all the elements. I got a light in here. I got clocks, all the things that put it together. The energy comes from God. Isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen? Everything comes from God, no matter what it looks like. The tires on your car come from God. You know, the engine parts come from God, even though man put them together and had some great ideas to put stuff together. You know, the flight, God's even holding the planes up for people as they move across the land. You know, there's thousands of planes in the air right now across the world, thousands, probably hundreds of thousands right now around the world. But God is holding those planes up based on the physics, based on the information and share with the man to put that into place for the engines and so forth, the gasoline, the fuel. Everything comes from God, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, let's go down to some scriptures and talk about that a little bit, right? And we're just excited. Out of Nehemiah, and of course, I'll be glad to share these scriptures with you for those who are interested in the future. Just text me and I'll send those to you. But tonight's topic, again, Everything comes from God, ladies and gentlemen. Everything. Nehemiah 9:6 says, "You alone are Lord. You have made the heavens." Y'all hear that? He had made the heavens of heavens with all their hosts. So even when we look up, ladies and gentlemen, if you look up tonight in the sky, you'll see the stars, hopefully, right? You see the stars up there and maybe the moon. But whatever you see up there, God put that together. The earth and all that is on it. Isn't that powerful? I love that part. All that is on the earth, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to all of them, and the heavenly host bows down before you. Isn't that wonderful? And the heavenly host, we're talking about the trees, the beautiful flowers, the bees, the butterflies. You know, you can just start naming stuff. All the fish, the types of fish that are available on the planet. I don't even know all of them. I don't even know probably maybe 10 of them. But all the fish God has created for us to enjoy and to partake of for nourishment. Isn't that powerful? So that's Nehemiah talks about God has made everything under the heavens. Genesis 1 through 25 says, in the beginning, everybody knows about this one, right? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness, then said, let there be light, and there was light. Isn't that wonderful, ladies and gentlemen? Let there be light, and there was light. I think we all know that story, those who believe. Isaiah 45:7 says, the one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and created calmly. And I am the Lord who does these all. Isn't that powerful? That's Isaiah 45 says, I am the Lord who does all these things. Isn't that powerful? That's Isaiah 45:7. Isaiah 66:2 says, for my hand made all these things. And ladies and gentlemen, we got to believe that. We just got to know. And I know most of y'all listening already know this, but you got to believe God has done everything. For my hand has made all things. This is Isaiah 66:2. Thus all things come into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word. I love that part. Isn't that wonderful, ladies and gentlemen? So we just praise God for that. Ephesians 3:6, and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery, which for the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me just pause right here for a minute. You got to understand all this was in God, still is in God, when he released himself, some of himself, to create stuff. So everything that we see today came from God, was inside of God. He released it out of himself and still has, you know, he's just what's the word I'm looking for? He's just unlimited. Yeah, he's unlimited. God is so unlimited. He released some of his stuff. He's still got more stuff in him to release. So that means the blessings are still there for you and me today. Not powerful. So God has created all these things. Revelation 4:11. Worthy are you, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your, you will they exist. Isn't that wonderful? Because of you, they will exist and were created. Praise God. That's Revelation 4:11. Psalms 96:5 says, for all the gods, that's the little g, for all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. You know, I want to talk about this scripture real quick. For all the gods, the little g, of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. I'm still, you know, still a little baffled. I thank God for at least helping me out on this one. I'm still baffled why people would create an idol, you know, out of wood, stone, or whatever they did even today or back in the day. They would create an idol that they created. I mean, they created the idol, and then they think it's the god. That just floors me. How they think a wooden statue or a plastic statue or cement statue, whatever, they worship that over the creator himself. Isn't that amazing? So it just baffles me. So we thank God for revelation that, you know, nothing that we create can be a god, is my point. And we just thank God for the true and living God. God is amazing, isn't he? Psalms 96 and 5 says, "For all the For all the gods and the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens." Isaiah 37:17 says, "O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, who is enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone. Of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made the heavens and earth." So we thank God for his, himself today. Ladies and gentlemen, our topic tonight on the Encouraging Word Global Network is everything comes from God. Jeremiah 10 and 11 says, "Thus shall you say to them, the gods, little g, the God that did not make the heavens of the earth will perish from the earth and from under the heavens." That's the little g. There's no God other than God, ladies and gentlemen. So the little g's did not make the heavens. And that gets, that's pretty, if you accepted your, Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's pretty understandable because the Holy Spirit will definitely reveal that one to you. The God that did not make the heaven, the little g, and the earth will perish from the earth. And how many times over history, ladies and gentlemen, have we seen the little gods, the little g's, perish because there's only one and true living God? Praise the name of Jesus. Timothy, 1 Timothy 4 and 4 says, "For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude." Did y'all hear that? Now let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that one. That was a good word right there. We're going to read that one again in a minute. Thank God for that word right there. Yeah. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen, for everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. And we all are grateful to the Lord, even up to this time right now, that we're breathing and that we've got eyeballs we can see. We got our hands, we got our limbs, we're walking around and everything else. Praise God. Isaiah 45 and 18 says, "For thus say the Lord who created the heavens, he is the God who formed the earth and made it. He established it and did not create it to waste place, but formed it to be inhabited." Praise God, as you know. "For I am the Lord, and there is none else." Oh, ain't that powerful right there, ladies and gentlemen? You hear that? He says, "I am the Lord, and there is none else." So we thank God, knowing that he and everything comes from God tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Encouraging Word Global Network. We want you to stay encouraged in God and stay excited about God. We're going to read a few more scriptures, and then we'll open up the lines for our leadership, because we don't want to keep you too long, because everybody's doing their time with their family and having a great time to get ready for the 4th of July. So we thank God for you. Genesis 1 and 2 says, "The earth was formless and void. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters." Amen. Psalms 148, 2 through 5 says, "Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all stars of light. Praise him, highest heavens and the waters that are above the heavens." That's amazing. So praise God in all things. And our last scripture will be Romans 8, 38, 39 says, "For I am convinced." Come on now, ladies and gentlemen. You got to get excited about this one. I think y'all know about this one. Romans 8 and 38. "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor thing to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything great, any created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Hallelujah, ladies and gentlemen. You better give God some praise for that word right there. His son has taken care of everything for us. Thank you, Father. Amen. Everything comes from God, ladies and gentlemen, even his son. Of course. His son comes from him. Holy Spirit comes from him. It's amazing when you think about the powerful and almighty God that we serve, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for you today. This is our wonderful week of encouraging you. We want you to stay focused on the things of God. We want you to know that there's only one God, ladies and gentlemen. And also, too, there's only one Son. And we must go through the Son to get to the Father. So we have the final sacrifice, which is Jesus Christ, Yeshua, that's brought us to the Father once again. And we're just excited about that. Let's get a little bit of handcuff of praises to open up the lines there. I believe Bishop John Crenshaw is going to be on the line with us tonight. God bless you. Bishop, your line is open, sir. How are you, sir?
Praise the Lord, ever given. Praise God for the word. Know that God has created all things. We're grateful to the Lord for what he has done in the lives of his people everywhere across the world. And Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise and glory as you continue to bless your people, as you continue to have your angels encamp about us, God. Keep our minds in perfect peace that stayed on you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua. We come against every demonic force, every hindering force, everything that's not like you. And we decree and declare your miracles and your signs and wonders. We thank you and for your many, many blessings, God. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, for families tonight as you continue to bless them and be with them and direct their path each and every moment, God. And we give you glory and all praise. And Lord, you said the weapon of your wild warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, through pulling down the stronghold, casting down imagination, and every high thing that sold itself against the knowledge of God and put into the captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father, we decree and declare it is already done according to your word. Your word will not return to your void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing where you sent it. You sent your word to heal us. And God, we thank that we are made whole tonight for souls being saved, Lord, and delivered and set free. We thank the Lord, even if we pray for those that are incarcerated tonight. God, we ask for your mercy and your grace and your goodness. God, we ask you to be with them, to strengthen them, and encourage their hearts, God. Look on their family members, God. Look on that man, a woman, a boy, a girl tonight that may not even know you as their Lord and Savior tonight. Let them know that you are the answer and you are what they need tonight, God. And we thank you, God, as you look on people as they travel and be with the loved ones the next day or so, God, for the holidays, God, to protect the Lord from all danger. Lord, we thank you, God. God, as you bless those that are less fortunate than we are in the name of Yeshua, we glorify you. We call it so. Lord, we ask you to comfort people even tonight. God, give them assurance and let them know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask according to the word. And we give you praise and we call it so even tonight. And we glorify you tonight, God. We thank you as you fill the airways with your Holy Spirit. Like you fill the airways, God. Test lives tonight. Their lives will be changed, God, and be transformed. And, Lord, we'll forever give you praise. And we come against everything that's not like you. And we call your miracles. And we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for this is the day that you made. And we shall, we'll rejoice in it. And we'll be glad, and we thank you for all the things that you're doing even now. We thank you, Lord, for life and food and clothes, and thank you, God, for our loved ones. We thank you, God, for those our neighbors, the community, God. Thank you, Lord, even as we live in America, we ask for your mercy and your grace as you look on your government, look on our leaders in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, and we forever give you praise and glory and honor shall be thine forever. I speak to that man tonight, to that woman, to that child tonight. God, I speak life, and I speak abundant life in their lives. And I thank you, God, to give them hope that passes all understanding. And, Father, we give you glory for it. It is so. It is done according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw are senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. For more details about the ministry, give me a call or a text at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. And ladies and gentlemen, always bless your pastors and always edify your pastors, ladies and gentlemen, and bishops and apostles in the faith, ladies and gentlemen, continue to pray for them as they pray for you in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank God for Bishop Dr. Crenshaw. Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been another episode of the Encouraging Word Global Network. We thank God for our leadership being with us tonight. And we just want you guys to have a great time this evening. Have a great rest of this evening as well. Happy 4th of July from the network and from everybody, from our family as well. And we're just so excited about what God is doing in your life. We know there's a lot of things going on that we're not excited about, but God is still in charge. That you're going to continue to pray, continue to fast, continue to be engaged in the word daily, hourly, whatever it takes, right? You may have to read the word on an hourly basis, whatever it takes to keep you encouraged in the things of God, because God has everything under control. He knows what's going on, and he'll finish it the way he likes to finish it in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank God for that. Well, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise, and we're guys going to let you guys go in a second here. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me leave you with this. Always remember to out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. And we'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. You guys enjoy your 4th of July. God bless you now. We'll see you next time on the Global Network. Bye-bye. Thank you.